Fewer teachers, no school building, no heating bill, same cost. It's one of the things about Pennsylvania's cyber charter schools that drives Temple Law professor Susan DeJarnett crazy. So much so she decided to pore over stacks of cyber charter tax documents.
My goal was really to try and get a sense of how much money is going to cyber charter schools, what they're doing with the money as best I could figure out, and who is checking on what they're doing with the money.
In an article published in Urban Lawyer, DeJarnett concluded that cyber charters hoard cash surpluses and spend a disproportionate amount of public money on advertising, travel expenses, and contracts with outside management and service providers. She points to Agora Cyber as an example. Through its management contract with K-12 Inc., Agora paid the national for-profit education company more than $14 million in 2010.
There's nothing inherently illegal or wrong about that as long as the school is actually getting value for the money, but it's a question for me.
Data recently released by the State Department of Education shows that cyber charters were among Pennsylvania's worst performers on state standardized tests. Cyber charter advocates point out that traditional public schools also have racked up large surpluses and often contract with for-profit organizations for things such as school supplies. Robert Fayfitch, head of Pennsylvania Coalition for Public Charter Schools, agrees with DeJarnett that the state should study the actual cost of cyber education. A bill in Harrisburg that would do just that has stalled for 3 years because of other provisions in dispute. So why not just write a standalone bill?
That would make sense to say, okay, let's pass what we agree on and debate these other pieces. Part of the problem is that everybody knows if you get something passed, it's very unlikely that you're going to come back and be able to talk about those other things.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.